6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Thursday, February 17, 2022. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody, including George Freund up in Canada, calling in to let us know what was going on north of the border, as well as our gentlemen in Michigan that have been obviously winning battles in the courts there. And we appreciate that. We are in a war all over the world, as a matter of fact, for our freedom. You know, people don't like it. They don't like being penned down, pent up, told what to do, especially by a government that's basically irresponsible and renegade in giving everybody the jab. And, of course, you know, my first hour, we spent the first part of the first hour talking about the nanotechnology, and George just affirmed the fact that if they alter your human technology with their patented devices, which is the mRNA vaccine, they own you, or they can claim that. And this is where we have to stand up and fight back. And one of the best ways of doing it is by taking supplements. You got to get your health up no matter what happens. You've got to stay healthy. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, you've got to fight this. If you did get the jab, you're going to have to fight that too, which is one of the reasons if you have the jab or long COVID, some people are telling me they're taking NAC, which is N-acetyl-L-cysteine, and they're taking that regularly along with baby aspirin to stop the clotting. But there's other things that you can do too, which is one of the reasons why we have good people like Robert Redfern all the way from England on our show with us talking about the Good Health Naturally product lines that are at the Power Mall, which support heart health because February is Heart Health Month. And so we have curcumin, some people pronounce it different ways. The X4000 with fenugreek is now environmentally and friendly reusable pouches or resealable. And vitamin D3 and vitamin E all in stock. And we have Robert Redfern, who is Redfern is a broadcaster, writer, and expert in the field of science and nutrition. And since 2001, he's been publicizing all of these different studies regarding serapeptase, as well as the current results reported by practitioners and users. And we're happy to welcome him back on the Power Hour today. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And every day I'm not on it, I miss you all. I really do.
Well, we miss you too, Robert. And how are things on the other side of the pond?
We're having fun over here because the politicians are a little bit scared at the moment because people are taking out various legal actions against things they've done. And it seems as though they've backed down. Same in Ireland, and other countries in Europe are doing it, but they're not as fast as we've been here. But I actually think it's excuse me for coughing. Just so they can regroup. They're going to get the laws changed apparently in March. They're going to take away all human rights with a new law they're bringing out. And so that then they won't be able to be attacked by, if you like, human rights laws. And they'll be able to come back for us again. So we're going to have to again ourselves regroup and be aware of this and start the battle. And, I rely on the USA, actually, because the USA is the only country in the world, I say this so many times, with a written constitution. And if you don't hold your constitution and the USA goes down, then there's no chance for anybody in the world, because they can take away our human rights laws, but they can't take away your constitution unless you roll over and let them.
That's exactly right, sir. And here's the thing, too, is we also are looking at the fact that the London Metropolitan Police are also investigating these COVID-related deaths. And that's another thing that we're all waiting to hear the results of that. I don't know whether they're going to whitewash that or not. I think there's some really serious allegations out there pending, and I think that's going to unravel a few people and expose them over time. But anyway, getting to the point of Good Health Naturally products, we're talking about curcumin. Some people call it curcumin. What do you call it?
Curcumin, you're right. Yeah. You're right. and these are all the formulations that I've done, as you say, since 2001, actually, yes. But I actually started, like Seropeptate started in the USA. I was traveling in the 90s. I traveled around the USA doing workshops and seminars talking about health points and natural health and warning people that pharmaceutical mafia are not to be trusted in any shape or form. And doctors will end up as just pushers of their drugs. And so it really, because it was obvious then, but it was happening. But the really nice thing was that I'd stopped coming to the USA, and by the end of the 90s, just because I was busy, whatever. But then I got invited over with Joyce to come and on the program, and that was for Health Point initially. Then it became Seropeptase straight after that, and of course we've never stopped in the USA. I can't get to the USA now, unfortunately, because I've not got any injections. I refuse to call them vaccinations. I call them injections. And so I've not had any injections, and I won't be getting any injections. In fact, I was really looking forward to going into Mexico and coming over the border into San Diego, because that's where I've got lots of friends. They were going to drive over and bring me over. But unfortunately, on the 22nd, which was just before my 76th birthday, they changed the law and said even people coming over the border have got to be double jabbed or double injected. So I can't get over now. So.
Well, that's the legal ones. The ones that are coming over legally have to be double injected. Mm-hmm. Now we're not talking about the ones that are sneaking across the border.
Yeah. Well, when I wasn't going to sneak, I would be in a car with friends and with my passport.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In fact, Once I forgot my passport going into Mexico on a friendly jaunt with friends, and I came back and said to the border guard, very sorry, but my passport is in the hotel room in San Diego. I was staying in Little Italy at the time, if anybody knows it, the nicest part of San Diego. And they said, okay, remember it next time.
Amazing.
The thing is, it's always been a great place, the USA. It still is a great place. I know there's a whole bunch of people gone mad, but there's a great whole lot of people gone mad in the UK. And we know it's this mass hypnosis that's taken place with the media. And it's very difficult to say to people, all the media are lying, they're criminals, and don't listen to them. Because they go, Robert, you can't say that. This is the BBC. I say, well, the BBC have always been the lying criminals.
they're no different than the media over here, Robert.
Well, they got their practice in the last war, in the Second World War, I should say. That's the last war the UK had anyway. And because they were literally telling lies all the time, because they knew the Germans were listening, and so they were telling lies. So they, when the war finished, they thought, hey, this is good. We can influence the people. And they've been doing it ever since. Now they've doubled down on it. They just can't tell the truth if they tried. I don't know how they're going to go on if and when this is over, because they've just lost the ability to tell the truth.
Sure. Well, now, as far as we always tell the truth here when we're talking about these great products that you have on the Power Mall. And the X4000 with Fenugreek, why is that so special? I know that there's like seven essential reasons why people love to take curcumin, but, could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, the curcumin X4000 itself is, the very best form of curcumin. It's bound to a fat, actually. Each molecule is bound to a fat. And so it's 45 times better utilized by the body. I'm not saying absorbed, because lots of people make claims of absorbency, but absorbency doesn't make it better. It's the utilization of it. And so in tests comparing to ordinary curcumin compared to the curcumin X4000, it's 40 times better utilized by the body. In other words, you get 45 times better results with any condition that you're treating. So that's the core of it, the curcumin X4000. Not long ago, I added fenugreek, and this, because I love putting wondered things together, because it's same with other things I've got. If you've got a wonderful molecule here and a wonderful molecule there. Why not put them together in the same thing so people will get double the benefits? Because you get different benefits with the fenugreek, when it's there. I mean, there's so many studies, I can just go on and on, but mouth ulcers, boils, bronchitis, infections of the tissue beneath the surface of the skin, tuberculosis, chronic coughs, cancer, kidney ailments. Whoa. And that's as well as all the benefits of curcumin, which you must know about by now. Everybody should know about curcumin. Increasing libido in men, promoting milk flow in breastfeeding women, that is. Only women breastfeed. Sorry about that. Sorry. It helps treat wounds, skin and scalp issues, increases appetite. And enhances exercise performance. But curcumin does that as well, as you probably know. But these are all good things. But also, it helps to balance blood sugar. So that's why I put those two things together, the curcumin X4000 and fenugreek. And that makes it a super nutrient. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. Because I only go by studies. I don't go by opinions or what doctors say or anybody. I look at the scientific studies. And if the scientific studies are on my side, then I know that I can honestly say to anybody, this is what it does.
For sure. Well, and the thing is, too, is that you don't have to take gobs and gobs of these capsules, right?
Well, exactly. You don't, actually, because it's so beneficial. I mean, you could, if you're just what I call looking for the maintaining a good health and keeping good health, and you know, one or two a day is going to be fine, and you've got a ton in the bottle. I can't remember how many in the bottle, but let me just have a quick
look. I think we have a bottle of that here, as a matter of fact.
You're taking it, are you, actually?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, we find it works well with joint pain, especially when you get up there, and we have a lot of listeners out there that apparently have that kind of issue. One of them just had hip replacement, and we're praying for her recovery. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we like having you on the show to talk about one of these very fundamental supplements that people need to be looking at. And doctors, you know, the sad thing about it, and you were right earlier, Robert, when you were talking about the fact that, you know, these science, the doctors are working for big pharma, and all they want to do is just throw drugs at stuff rather than looking at supplements. And when you say supplements, even my wife's own doctor said the same thing. Basically, you know, when she said, well, I'm taking, so what? We don't care. You know, if you don't take these drugs and they want you to take statins, and I mean, we're talking about Heart Health Month, which February is, and I'm just like, don't take the statins. I'm not a doctor, but I would not take statins if they were offered to me.
You'd take curcumin X4000.
That's right.
You would.
So, because it boosts heart health, you know, so I mean, that's one of the reasons.
And lowers cholesterol, bad cholesterol as well, so.
Sure. You know, why would I want to take statin drugs? You know, there's so many bad reports out about it. And the thing is that doctors keep pushing it because they've bought in, they've been bought off. And so they bought into the lies, they bought into Big Pharma, and Big Pharma sends them on junkets and cruises and all sorts of stuff. And so, you know, we know who their allegiance is to, and this is what makes it so bad every time somebody that is ignoring what we're sharing, this information, ends up in the hospital. We're just kind of scratching our head going, man, you could have done this. And it would have prevented all this stuff from happening. But, you know, they don't want to listen. So that's okay. To each his own.
The good thing about what's happened is we now know who are the good guys and we know who are the bad guys and gals.
That's true.
The good guys are coming out. They're talking about it. It's easy to you know, treat this condition, do this. I mean, you know, you're so many. You've got the frontline doctors and everybody. So I won't, you know, say who, but you've got the good guys. But the bad guys are the ones who are still going working with the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry hate the good guys because they know they're telling the truth, and that's what we've got to look for. And if we come out of this, we need to actually change it all. You know, just cancel the FDA. I know it's just got a new director, but cancel the FDA, cancel the CDC, cancel all the. These are just front organizations for the pharmaceutical industry. Cancel them all, and let's start again with, you know, what we call healthcare. I hear people saying about the UK's got free healthcare. It's you know, we want free healthcare in the USA. Let me tell you how much every man, woman and child pays for the free healthcare in the UK. $600,000 a year.
Whoa, no. wait a minute. That's, it sounds like, Robert, do you even make that much money a year?
Listen, it's, they're taking the wealth from our country and giving that much each for each person.
They, wow.
They're spending $200 billion on a 65 million population.
Somebody's got to pay for that.
Well, I say what's happening is that it's a transfer of wealth from the people, or the wealth of the country, the people, because the wealth should belong to the people, but they're transferring the wealth from the people to the elite, because that money's going into the pharmaceutical industry, then going straight to BlackRock and Vanguard and all the other shareholders of those things. That's where the money's going now. It's just literally the greatest transfer of wealth since the King of England confiscated all the land in England and gave it to his barons and earls in the Middle Ages. So it's happened before. It's not like, you know, it's not happened before.
Right, but you're used to it.
But it's happening again now, actually. And
sure,
so we've got to stop it. And America, the only country with a written constitution that is should be irrevocable, is the only country that can stop it all. Because if America comes through this and stands strong and makes it work, you know, gets rid of all these people, gets rid of the, you know, either jails them all or just sacks them. I don't know. I don't care which, actually, but I prefer them jailed. Then the rest of the world can't carry on with it because America's too strong. But of course, your deep state is part of the scam.
Yes, you know, it's true.
The first World War was started by a German guy, Kaiser Wilhelm. The Second World War was started by Adolf Hitler. The Third World War was started by a German guy called Klaus
Schwab.
You get it.
I know. Yeah, the World Economic Forum, yes.
So you've got three world wars all started by a German. And that, you know, some of my best friends are German, so this is not anything about the German people. But that's the truth, folks. You know, the World Economic Forum is literally has taken over all the, they've taken over Joe Biden, they've taken over the Prime Minister of Canada, of Australia, New Zealand, England, of course. You know, with our Johnson, and also the various Prime Ministers around Europe. They've taken them over. They were meeting every year, planning this together. All of these people sat in Davos and discussed how they were going to take over the world. And the world war is on your health. That's what they're doing. They are either jabbing everybody so they can get people so weak they'll have to jab every year and the wealth transfer takes place, or it's a population reduction. But that's what the First World War did.
Thank you that you have mentioned that, because you're not alone in that thinking, Robert, when you said it's depopulation. That's exactly what it is. It's eugenics. I have said it. David Martin has said it. Carrie Mate, doctor, frontline doctor, has said it. There's a lot of people coming out, and I don't know what it is about cognitive dissonance that most of Americans cannot wrap their head around the fact that this government, as well as every other government in the world that is playing in this G7 Davos idiocy with the World Economic Forum, is literally out to kill as many people as they can. Thank you for that, Bill Gates. You know, I prefer they get the Mussolini treatment myself, but that's my opinion.
Bill Gates is part of the Davos gang. You know,
sure he is.
I know Klaus Schwab doesn't speak like Hitler, but the end result will be the same. Millions of people will die, as it did in the First and Second World War, and the transfer of wealth, because we don't remember, the wealth was transferred again in the Second World War from the people to the elites. It had to be transferred because they were in charge of munitions and military. They didn't give it for free. They didn't have their companies manufacture all the tanks and planes and whatever for no profit. they made huge profits and came out of it super wealthy. And so we're going to the Third World War now, transfer all the wealth in the war. The war is using inoculations and whatever. And the population will reduce, but we will end up paupers and all beholden to the elites.
We will. All right. The number is 844-769-2944. And I know that this conversation, even though we talk about a lot of the products that we are offering on the Power Mall from Good Health Naturally products, we also, because of the fact that we're talking about your health, we're talking about the intent of what's going on with this war, that is spiritual as well as physical. And they are trying to take away our freedom. They're trying to keep us jabbed. It's just been reported, one of the flunkies at the FDA now. And this is something that we're going to be talking about after the bottom of the hour, because Robert's going to stay with us here for the rest of the hour to take your phone calls. Basically, the FDA is now saying that they think that we need to have a jab every year.
And think about that.
Yeah, we need to have a jab every year.
350 people times $20 a time.
Exactly, and somebody's getting rich off of it, and I think we all know who. But anyway, so this is our situation, and we're coming up to the break. And when we come back, I want to talk about serapeptase, rather, why doctors don't prescribe it, because I know there's a post that you have just put up, Robert. We're going to talk about that after the break, as well as vitamin D and E, vitamin D especially because of this nonsense with COVID, because a lot of doctors are saying, look, a lot of people are going to get COVID, or, you know, they can prevent it by taking a lot of D. So we're going to get on with that after the bottom of the hour break, which is coming up. And Robert, we thank you for sticking around and staying on the phone with us here all the way from England. So that's a good thing, and I'm glad that you're getting some of your freedom back, even though you're out in the country and don't notice it much. At least the rest of England is, at least for the time being. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to be back after a short break here on the Power Hour with Robert Redfern, Good Health Naturally Products, which we have here on the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday. That's right, February 17th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for continuing to stay with us after the break. Robert Redfern is here with us. He is in England right now speaking to us. And the thing is that the Good Health Naturally products are at the Power Mall. We're expounding on a lot of other topics, obviously, besides what's happening with these products that we feature. And these products have been going all the way back to the time that Joyce was hosting the show. They've been around a long time. They are on the Power Mall. When you go surfing, you should obviously know what you're getting yourself into when you start exploring whether to order these products. And we offer a lot of different specials, and a lot of different sales and discounts and various things. We want you to try the products. And so sometimes what we'll do from time to time is we'll have guests like Robert Redfern on the show to talk about the value of the product and why you should be taking it, so that when you go online and you get ready to order, you can identify the product. It makes it so much easier to speed up the process because you know exactly what you're getting, what it's being used for, how it benefits you. And we always discuss the uses and benefits the most because of the fact that people, you know, even though you sit at home and self-diagnose, and I get it, we all do. The thing is that you know that there are certain things that you can take to help your system. And one of those things that we talked to about before the break was vitamin D3, because apparently a lot of Americans, as well as people around the world, are not getting enough of it. They're not out in the sun enough. They're not getting enough natural vitamin D3. And so Good Health Naturally Products has come out with that. And we have Robert back on the show with us here. Thanks for sticking around with us, Robert. We appreciate you and everything you're doing here for us at the Power Mall.
That's, you know, I mean, this is my greatest pleasure in life, because as I say, I'm missing the USA. So it's my only chance of talking to a big group of people. And, you know, this is International Heart Month, where we talk about heart health. And it's quite important, because one of the side effects of the jab is heart disease, and it's literally causing inflamed hearts. Even in youngsters, you must have seen all the soccer players and various athletes falling, dropping down, literally dropping down dead after they've had the inoculation. And so it's really important that people, the other reason is because heart disease is the biggest killer in the world. You know, literally the biggest killer all over the world. Heart disease is the biggest. So it's because I don't do anything for nicely. You know, I don't sell a cosmetic that will make your skin look nice and whatever. Everything I do is for a real reason, and that includes vitamin D. And now the reason why I'm so strong on vitamin D is that everybody is deficient in vitamin D. The only way you would get it is if you lived in say Florida and you went around in your swimming costume all day and every day. You would just about get enough. And that means the winter as well, because you would just about get enough then vitamin D, because we're creatures of the Garden of Eden. You know, we were supposed to walk around with all our body exposed to the sun, getting vitamin D manufactured, but we don't. And so therefore everybody that wears clothes, if you know, is deficient in D. Now D is the most critical nutrient. I won't say a vitamin, because it's not actually a vitamin, it's a hormone, but let's not split hairs. I'd still call it a vitamin D. It's so vital to our immune system and healthy lungs, healthy heart, healthy everything, that if we don't supplement it, it leads to disease. I'm of the opinion that if we had a multivitamin and mineral and vitamin D, nobody would ever be sick. If we were taking those every single day, nobody would be sick. But, of course, people are not doing that, so therefore we've got to get them well. And we've got the added problem of these inoculations causing inflamed hearts that we're getting. So that's the reason for D. Now, I have always taken 10 to 20,000 IUs of D3 for, oh, well, over 20 years anyway. That's and even though I lived in Spain for 10 years of that and I was in the sunshine all the time, I still carried on because you can take 100,000 IUs of D3. In fact, a study in Spain that when they had people with COVID, they call it COVID, so I'm not going to argue, they were ill. They had lung problems. They were giving them 100,000 IUs of D3 and recovering them. That's what they were literally giving them intravenously, 100,000 IUs of D3. So all these other treatments that they've been giving people that don't work and putting them on ventilators and all the other horrible things. But nobody listened to the study in Spain. You can look this up, high dose of vitamin D3 for COVID-19 in Spain. They're easy because the studies are there. I'm a study man. I go crazy on studies all the time. Pity doctors don't. They just go by the FDA recommendations and CDC and all the other things. But so that's why you need D3. And I recommend at least 6,000, 5,000 to 6,000, and better still, 10,000 a day.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. 844, I know. You can't say enough about it. 844-769-2944. I know there are people out there listening to this stuff. If you have a success story about how vitamin D3 helped you out, we want to hear about it now. You may have other questions that you want to talk to Robert about. And he's here on the show. He's from England. And if you're just curious as to what's going on over there, politically, medically, and otherwise, as to compared to what's going on here in the United States, the phone line is open right now, 844-769-2944. And my show notes here, Robert, on the ways that vitamin D3 can benefit your body's health involve pancreas, adrenals, thymus, thyroid, sinuses, teeth, hair, skin, kidneys, liver, gut, eye, lung, joint, bone, heart, and brain.
Everything.
It's a pity
we're not on video because I like people seeing me when I'm saying all these things because I'm 76 and I stand at my computer 12 hours a day working and people, when they meet me in the flesh, if you know what I mean, they can't believe that I'm 76 because, my wife says I act like a big kid, but I do.
All right. So now you got my curiosity up, Robert. How old do you look?
I have these tests, you can have various health tests and whatever. And my age, it says on the test, when you've got all the figures in and whatever, it comes out at 60.
Wow.
But, my wife says, I look a little bit older than that, but that's, but it's not just the old, I'm fit and active and bounce and, not quite cartwheels, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing. I don't stand up and go, I just bounce out of the chair and whatever. Now, this is not because I'm super athlete or whatever. I get more of my exercise going for a walk with the dog for about 3 miles a day and also standing all day. I don't sit down. Sit down is for people waiting to die, stand, because when you stand, you activate all your muscles in your body. When you activate muscles, you activate the blood system through the body, and you have to activate muscles to get your blood circulating all the way around the body. So that's all I say to anybody is do as I do.
Not there. You have
because I say what I do. So that there you go.
We're gonna talk, Robert. We're gonna talk about you were mentioning before the break about the scientific research and the methodologies it used, and we'll get to that in a minute. Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone with Robert Redfern. What say you?
Hey, Robert.
Hi there.
Hi. Do you look like Robert Redfern in the United States?
Oh, I'm much younger looking than that guy. Same name.
A lot better looking too, probably. anyway.
No, he's got a couple of years on me, to be fair. I think he's about 79, is he, something like that? Whatever.
Yeah, anyway. Probably, anyway, I'm glad to hear someone talking about this. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, when did you want to look at the beginning of these organizations? When did the FDA come about and why? And the COC and all these other things? Because it's like these are a bunch of radical Marxist Satanists. And what they depend on, they're like rats. They depend on if the bigger the building, more rats in that building. Or the bigger the building, more roaches because they can hide. So they create all these bureaucracy, because they can hide in there. And then there's no accountability, okay? No one ever says, you ever hear anybody say the buck stops here?
Only Janet Reno, Bob. Only Janet Reno.
Well, yeah, look what happened there.
Exactly.
Anyway, you know, here's one thing that really disturbs me. I don't know if you're aware of this, but at the end of World War One, they outlawed mustard gas, right?
Yeah.
Well, why are they using that in cancer treatments in the United States? That's one of the main things they use is there's mustard
in there. Because they make a lot of money with it.
Oh, I know, but yeah, that's against the Geneva Convention or whatever, right?
They don't care about the Geneva Convention.
I know, but I'm just saying how just evil these people are. You know, in warfare, they outlaw that, but they're going to take you when you yourself are at war, your body's at war, whatever this disease is, and they fill you full of it. You know,
well, they're evil. Just accept they're evil.
Oh,
and you've got three types of people around. You know, you've got evil people, you've got unsane people that don't really understand things and they just go along with the flow, and then you've got sane people who do understand. And so you should understand. You be sane. Don't say you can't understand why these people are evil. You can't understand why these people don't understand that these people are evil, whatever. You be sane. Just say to yourself, I understand. I understand that it's, you know, my responsibility to understand these things. And all I can do now is work with myself or other people to actually overcome these either evil or insane people.
I think once you get the picture, it's like a house of cards. Because there's an origination behind all this evil we're talking about here. And mainly it's through money. So you can say mainly through the banks.
Everything,
they finance it and they make all the money off war or anything else, you know?
Yeah, but do get it. Everything's about money for, you know, either evil people or insane people. Now, the pharmaceutical mafia started actually in about 1890.
Mm-hmm.
And what they realized is they could sell narcotics as medicine, and that was the first big selling product. They were selling narcotics, and of course, after a while, everybody was selling it. So they thought, right. So in about 1910, they persuaded the U.S. government to allow patents on pharmaceuticals,
right,
as they call it. So then they patented it, and from then on, it was just how they could actually control absolutely everything connected with the word health or disease.
Yeah.
And they just bring out more and more patented products all the way through. And so here we are today. But it's not new. In the 90s, when I first started, you know, after my parents died, my mother was 62, my father was 64. My mother died of lung disease. My father died of cancer. And it woke me up. I was 40 at that age. And I went, whoa, what's happening? So I did my research. And I thought, this is a bunch of criminal mafia that's actually doing this. And, of course, I've been telling people in the 90s and then the 2000s. Now it's easy to tell them because they can see it for themselves. So just...
Well, Robert,
just,
you know what? I don't know if you're into history this far back, but... And you're totally on. You're totally right on, you know. You should be up. You should be on TV. None of these other crackpots. These, you know, anyway, I don't know. Are you aware of the opium wars were going on in China? There was a movie made about it, 55 Days at Peking. And what they did, they got the big banksters, got China all hooked on opium.
Yeah.
But then they were taking over the country. All these, you know, the Western world was coming in there and taking over. And there was such a thing called the Boxer Wars, where the Chinese rebelled against the foreign invaders. And that's true. And you know what? The bankers that same group of people back then were doing it to China. But those same group of people are doing it, I don't know about England, but our country. We're being invaded, okay? And it's time for us in this country, this Western civilization, to have this Boxer Rebellion against these foreign invaders that are in your country. And here's an example. If you're watching the Olympics at all, you're watching these ski slopes and stuff like that, there's all kinds of nuclear reactors all over the place. Now, why isn't the environmental people yelling about that? Because the Chinese are the biggest, and India are the biggest contributors to, you know, the destruction of this planet, if you're going to go along their terms, what they call, you know, pollution. And is there a peep about China? You can see by five or six nuclear reactors where they're doing the ski slopes, okay, when they're doing on the Olympics. No one says peep about that, you know.
Please let me come in here, because it's important. This is not about China. It's not about Russia. It's not about anywhere. The elites of all the countries have got together. And the elites of China, the elites of the USA, the elites of Canada, Germany, whatever, all under the direction of the World Economic Forum, and they're taking over the world. So it's, you know, don't let Russia apparently going to invade Ukraine distract you. Don't let all, it's all theatre. They keep doing this. You know, I won't even talk about 9/11. It's all theatre. And of course, you've got to focus. It's a bunch of criminals that is taking over the countries, and we have to fight back. You have your constitution, and that's the only country in the world with a constitution. Mm-hmm. So the people of America has to fight for their constitution. And then once you've got it back properly running, then you've just got to clean out everybody. I mean, you don't have to prove they're bad. You have to clean them out and let them prove they're good, you know.
Yeah, the only way we can do that is it's all weapons of mass distraction, Bob. That's what it's all about, is making you just chase all the stories, chase the news, chase the propaganda, freak everybody out. They're not paying attention to their health. They're too stressed out. The more people pay attention to the propaganda, the more stressed they get, the more their bodies start breaking down, the more susceptible to disease they become. This is all planned. We know it already. But I want to get to vitamin E and serrapeptase here, because there's a couple of things that Robert's got up his sleeve that I want to get to. So we appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks so much for your concern and calling and talking to Robert today. We're talking about serrapeptase before the show, and you were talking about, Robert, a procedure that you use that's a medical type of a research that you do. And I know serrapeptase has been around quite a while, but why aren't doctors prescribing it?
Well, there's two serrapeptase products that you carry, and the serrapeptase itself is an anti-inflammatory, and it will also clear scar tissue and things like that. Why are doctors not? Listen, it's just been banned in Europe. They're trying to ban it in the UK, so we're fighting it with a legal action. And so, really, there's only the USA where it's actually still sold, which is crazy. Properly, openly, if you know what I mean. Everywhere else, we're fighting battles with it. So the serrapeptase is just one of those things, because you can give it your dog, your horse. It's an anti-inflammatory, gets rid of scar tissue inside. And so that's really a good health product. It works for lungs and all sorts of things. But the other one, the other serrapeptase product, is the critical one when people have had an inoculation, or they're going to have one, or alternatively, because there's a couple of challenges we discuss, which is shedding, where people have had it are passing it on to the people that haven't had it, and that's called shedding. And so if you've not had it and then you're starting feeling not very well, it could be that it is shedding. The other thing is, which is from John Hopkins University, they say they knew exactly how to actually put it on the PCR test so that they would infect everybody that had the PCR test. And so you can look at that. Go to John Hopkins PCR tests and see the study there. Actually, I've just put it on my website, naturalhealthynews.info, today. And so we can still be infected even though we've not had the jab. So Blockbuster, and because it leads to inflamed hearts, Blockbuster All Clear is the product for people that either have got a heart problem anyway. And so is the vitamin E, but Blockbuster All Clear has got a huge number of different ingredients in it, including seropeptase, which is what you all probably know already, natokinase, which is something that cleans up the blood, and then a whole bunch of enzymes which clean up the blood. In fact, there's six different enzymes that clean up the blood, olive leaf extract in it, vulvic acid mineral complex in there, protease S, grapeseed extract, that's an antioxidant, pine bark, which you've probably heard about, and another magic one called polycosanol. And so all those things are in there to clean up your blood from either having the JAG, the inoculation, or being infected, if you like, from somebody else that's got it. I'm not sure whether how it all works there, because we're not going to get any what I call intelligent studies now, because there's so much misinformation going around on both sides. So I tell everybody, just do your best health-wise. Just keep away from junk foods, of course, processed foods. I know it's difficult because food is becoming a weapon, and they're restricting foods on the shelves. But keep away from processed foods, and just stick to fresh foods if you can afford it. And I know they're more expensive in the USA, because I've shopped in the USA and I've been absolutely amazed how much a small basket of fresh fruit and vegetables and avocados and things like that are.
Sure.
But if
and they're going up too in price.
They are going up. Nothing I can say. Although I can say what I'm doing at the moment, which is sprouting seeds, which is a good way to get fresh stuff inside you. And it's not that hard to do, but you've got to look after them so they don't go moldy. But you're sprouting, just getting a big bag of seeds and sprouting them. Doesn't care what you get. You can get wheat. And now normally I tell people to keep away from wheat, but sprouted wheat is fine. And these are some of the little things you can do. I mean, you should have somebody on for a whole program talking about this, but that's
we have, as a matter of fact, we have a lot of people sprouting as a result of that.
Good.
It's great. And so the thing is that it's always good to get a second opinion, and that's good that you're doing it. One of the things during the break, you asked me a question whether or not I'd heard one of these research procedures that you do, and you were going to bring that up. That's what I wanted to get to.
Up to that, because I hope to come back a little bit more often over the next few weeks, and I'll put together, because I'll make sure that you've got them there, because the one thing I don't like doing is talking about it when you haven't got it there and people go, so I'll try and do that. But one of the ways we know whether something's working or not is having a look at the blood. Now, there's something called dark field microscopy, and where they take a sample of blood, put it on the microscope, which is linked to a computer screen, and you can see the live blood. And so if you've got nice round red blood cells swimming along nicely, no alligators in the bloodstream, then everything's fine. But if you've got misshapen red blood cells clumping together, I call that ruli, and also alligators swimming around. We'd just use the word alligators, because you can see stuff that shouldn't be there. Then if you've got those, then you need to clean up. And if you clean up with my recommendations, obviously it's other people's as well, and then have another test, if your blood is clean, then you're doing is correct. You're on the way, because if we can't have clean, healthy blood, then we can't have a healthy body. It's just not there. So that's why enzymes, that's the blockbuster is the key product for all that. But it's also a key product for the heart as well. And so, and if you've got blocked arteries, then it's blockbuster and vitamin K2. You probably carry K2, do you, Dave, on the...
I believe we do, yes. Okay. And, there's another thing too that we were talking about, and that was vitamin E. And besides the fact that it's a powerful antioxidant, along with supporting cell health, it can protect your cells from damage caused by free radicals. I think a lot of that is because of the jab, right?
Vitamin A, it's for reproductive health, red blood cell functioning of the white blood cells as well as that. The white blood cells are the actual immune system. If you get something invade your body, the white blood cells come out and they find the infection and they produce hydrogen peroxide. The hydrogen peroxide engulfs the infection, kills it, and then an enzyme called catalase converts that back to oxygen and water again. And so the white blood cells then carry on around the body looking for infections. So everything works great if everything's working great, but you've got to have, healthy blood. Without healthy blood, you're going nowhere, except to an early grave. With healthy blood, you're not going to an early grave, and that's a fact of life.
Now, you mentioned when we were talking about vitamin D3 that you take about 10,000 IUs a day. What about vitamin E? What do you normally see people taking on a regular basis?
Well, I take a couple of hours a day just for general keeping me super healthy. So I just take two of our, which is a 20 milligram mixture cofferils. So...
Sure. Now, have you ever gotten into the studies or have heard about these funeral directors like John O'Looney, who is one of the seven Brits that filed this ICC criminal complaint against Boris Johnson and 15 others, about the fact when they do these autopsies, they find thick blood that won't drain out of the body because of COVID?
That proves my point entirely.
Yeah, that's why I asked you the question, because you brought it up.
You can't be sick if you've got healthy blood. So
that's right.
There's lots of good doctors. Do a dark field microscopy. Find your own and have your blood tested, actually. And then when you take, my supplements or anybody's supplements, then go back for another test, actually, to see whether it's all cleaned up. But it's got to be nice, round red blood cells.
It does. Robert Redfern, thank you so much from Good Health Naturally Products. We have them at the Power Mall, and stay safe in England, please, sir.
We'd like to have you
back on the show again. Thank you, and
anytime.
God bless you for all the work you do.
Anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Thank you, Robert. And Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back tomorrow for Friday, and it's one of those days where it's Cash Friday. Until then, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.